Welcome to The Bridge, your ERG podcast. Our mission is to connect people, purpose, and progress through topics that are relevant to every teammate. And now, this month's host, Roots.
Welcome back, listeners, for this month's episode of The Bridge, or for our first-time listeners, welcome to our monthly podcast series sponsored by Roots. I'm Jess Miller, and I have the privilege to be part of an exciting sub-series where Roots members will be spending time with ELT in a series titled Ask ELT, where we will be taking a deeper dive into leadership here at Farm Credit Services of America, Frontier Farm Credit, and Ag Country by interviewing a wide array of functional leaders. I'd like to remind our listeners to stay tuned for later in our discussion for the podcast Ponder, where listeners have a chance to engage their input via Viva Engage on the question of the day and an opportunity to score a prize. So without further delay, here with me today is Executive Vice President, Chief Administrative Officer, Jessica Fury. I'm fortunate to have this opportunity to sit down with Jessica as she is one of our newest ELT members joining us from Ag Country. We're looking forward to hearing the perspectives she's bringing to Farm Credit Services of America and Frontier Farm Credit, and any advice she has for young and beginning teammates. So before diving in, can you give us a brief bio professionally and personally?
Sure. Thanks, Jess, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. So as you mentioned, I am the Chief Administrative Officer for the collaboration. So leading different functional areas like human resources, organizational enablement, our business learning team, as well as corporate services and facilities, and our credit review and compliance. Prior to that, I was the Chief Operations Officer and General Counsel with Ag Country.
Nice. Okay. And how long have you been in this role?
Oh, going on about 120 days. So just started with the effective date of the collaboration, but I have been with the system for about 12 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then maybe can you tell us maybe more on a personal level, like what does your home life look like?
Yeah, I have been married to my husband, Robert, for about 12 years, and we have three active boys that keep us on our toes. School's starting pretty soon, so I'll have a fourth grader, a third grader, and a first grader.
Oh, wow. You do have your hands full. What sports and stuff are they interested in?
Yes, they play all of the things.
Everything.
Everything.
Okay. Okay. So switching gears just a little bit. So into like leadership, young professional, what has been a pivotal moment that led you to where you are today?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that I've been with the Farm Credit System for about 12 years. And so one moment that really, I think, stands out for me was when I was initially offered the general counsel role with Ag Country. At that time, I had only been with Ag Country for about a year and a half. And I still remember the day I was sitting in my office and the CEO came and knocked on the door and asked to speak with me. And he proceeded to come into my office and shut the door. And at that time, I had some interaction with the CEO, but not a lot. We were friendly. I'd done some work for him. But having him come into my office and shut the door kind of had my nerves on edge. And, you know, honestly, I feel like anytime somebody comes in your office and shuts the door, is it ever good news? And so I was kind of sitting there thinking, you know, what's going to happen? What's going on? And I was about 29 at the time, and he proceeded to let me know that my boss, who was the general counsel, had taken another position and would be leaving within a few weeks. And kind of my first thought was, oh man, that's too bad. I really liked him. What if they hire somebody that I don't like or I don't align with? And the next thing I knew, he was offering me the position of general counsel and a place on the executive leadership team, and kind of was taken aback, certainly not what I was expecting at that time, and kind of had a lot of different thoughts, you know, like this sounds like a really great opportunity. This is my dream job, but maybe not the job I want right now. I maybe would be interested in, you know, 10 years, 15 years, kind of had that self-doubt around, you know, no way you should take this position. You're not ready for it. You're too young. You don't have enough experience. And just kind of all of those thoughts. And so in that moment, I hesitated in, you know, in my answer and kind of said, well, I think this seems like a good opportunity, but, you know, I need to think about it. And so kind of it was a response of like, well, I'm sure I didn't instill a lot of confidence in the CEO, but kind of had me questioning, you know, the confidence in myself. And ultimately thought it over, went back to the CEO and accepted the role. But, you know, it was kind of an opportunity for me to really think about how do I have confidence in myself? And, you know, trust leaders too, who are really good at judging talent, developing talent, who are willing to give a chance, give young people a chance, give, you know, emerging leaders a chance, and really kind of make sure that I'm not hesitating, that I'm willing to say yes when an opportunity presents itself. And so that was kind of a big lesson for me, just around kind of being my own biggest cheerleader and having that confidence to say yes and step into roles that maybe I don't know if I'm ready for, but that I'm willing to take a chance on.
What a great story. That's amazing. That's awesome. And then, so looking back to the beginning of your career, what has been the most significant barrier or challenge, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, along the lines of what I was talking about, is just kind of having that confidence and getting over some of that self-doubt. You know, am I too young? Do I have enough experience? Am I ready for this? And really trying to get past that and just have the confidence and just move forward and you know, lead in the way that's authentic to myself. And so I think that's probably one of the most significant things that I've had to learn, is just having that confidence and becoming your own biggest fan instead of your own worst critic.
Yep. Nope. And I can totally relate to all of those. And I say that that's probably my biggest barrier as well. And I think probably for a lot of us too. So what advice do you wish someone had given you earlier in your career? Like still in that YP mindset, you know, what advice do you think was very beneficial to you?
I think that's a great question. And for myself, I have a natural tendency to be a planner. And I think early on in my career, I kind of set forth and said, well, this is what I want to do in 2 years. This is what I want to do in 5 years, in 10 years, 15 years, et cetera. And I think for somebody to tell me that it's okay to plan, but it's also okay for that plan not to exactly work out how you expect, I think is important, because I think anybody's career, they're not a straight line. They can zig and they can zag and they can go in a lot of different directions. And I think, you know, being willing to kind of take on different opportunities or new areas to learn about, I think can really be important, and not get locked in on kind of what you thought you wanted and really being stuck in that kind of one-dimensional path. And that's something that I've learned kind of over the course of my career, is, you know, some of the choices that you make can really expand your options, and then you can be presented with opportunities that you maybe never even really thought about, that can really kind of widen your experience.
I actually 100% agree with that. And I think that's fantastic advice. My own leader has even given me that same advice too. And he said a lot of people, I mean, you'll meet people around Farm Credit that have been here, you know, 15 years, 20 years plus. And a lot of those people have bounced around from different departments, different areas, and just gaining different experience and being open to having that open mind. I think that's huge. And it's okay to make those changes, even if you end up somewhere totally different. So thinking of a mentor, favorite leader, or a person who impacted you on your journey, what traits maybe did they exhibit, and how did you try to model those traits as a leader yourself?
You know, I think one of the traits that I try to model is not trying to solve everyone's problems for them. I mentioned, you know, I tend to be a bit of a planner and an executor. And so one of the things that I had to learn early on and kind of talked with mentors about is not trying to kind of jump in and solve everyone's problems, because you're not really allowing others to grow or others to kind of work through that whole problem solving piece themselves. And so really, I have had to catch myself sometimes with trying to dig in too deep and kind of provide solutions with really making sure that I am working with teams and challenging teams to kind of, you know, first let's spot the issues, but yet empower them to work through and try to solve what those problems are and bring those forward.
What advice do you have for any of our teammates that strive to be in leadership one day?
Yeah, I mean, I think again, kind of along the same lines, is just be willing to take a chance on yourself. Be willing to say yes sometimes when you might feel uncomfortable about what you're saying yes to. And then also just don't be afraid to try and fail and try again. You know, not everything works out. Sometimes it's a journey, right? And so don't give up too fast and continue to make sure that you're trying and trying.
That's great advice. So maybe personal habits outside of work. Do you see any of your personal habits translating to helping you be a successful leader?
I would say, you know, one of the personality traits that I would have is that I do view myself as being kind of a lifetime learner. And, you know, I think I'm never done learning. And so I love to read, I love to learn, and I'm kind of constantly seeking new information. And so I do approach, I think I at least I try to approach things as making sure that I never assume that I know everything, and really, you know, try to ask questions, try to seek to understand, as well as, you know, in my role now, I have a wide variety of different functional areas, and there's no way that I can be kind of that subject matter expert in each one of those functional areas. And so, you know, while I do spend a lot of time kind of learning and reading and making sure that I'm keeping up to date on kind of some of the trends and what's going on in those areas, really making sure that I'm leaning on kind of those expert in those areas to help make sure that we're guiding kind of appropriate strategies and decision-making.
Awesome. And then from your perspective, what are 1 to 2 relevant topics impacting young professionals today? And how do you see Roots helping to address those areas?
You know, one of the big areas that I see is, you know, work is different today than it was even when I, you know, started working. When my first job out of law school was working at a law firm. And, you know, I think the law firm cultures are different and we were in the office every day. You were working on, you know, hitting your billable hours. And, I can recall being a young associate there, and there was a long tenured partner who loved to stroll the halls at like 6 to 7 o'clock at night on a Friday afternoon or the night before a holiday. And he would walk around and he would pretend like he was picking up staples and paper clips, but like we all knew he was looking at the associates who were still working late on those days and was evaluating whether or not they were perceived to have kind of the commitment to the job that he thought was necessary for an associate coming into the law firm. And obviously Farm Credit is very different than a large law firm, but I do think that role of kind of the face time has changed quite a bit. I think we understand that, you know, work-life balance is really important. Work flexibility is really important. Making sure that you're there to be able to, whether that's drop off your kids at school, bring them to activities, all of those things. I think the reality of work-life balance is just different maybe today than what it was. And I really think as young professionals and as Roots, you know, really continuing to kind of model the way around how you can be a really effective employee, an engaged employee, really productive employee while showing how you can balance that life and that work, I think is really important. That's probably the one that I would call out the most.
Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Yeah. It was an interesting time.
I'm sure. Okay, so I have something a little off topic here, a little game that I did not prep you for. It's a rapid fire question. So this is a good opportunity just for our listeners to get to know you a little bit more, get you on your toes a little bit. So I'm just going to rapid fire some questions and just get you to answer quickly. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I told you that I'm a planner, so this
I
makes
know.
me very uncomfortable.
It's okay. I promise there's nothing too crazy. So what was your first job?
I was a dishwasher in a local restaurant.
Oh, awesome. What restaurant?
Paula's Cafe.
Okay. Okay. Favorite food?
Pizza.
This episode's podcast ponder question is...
Okay. Any specific kind of pizza or favorite restaurant for the pizza?
We have a restaurant here. There's a number of them in Minnesota, called Zorba's, and there is a pepperoni peanut butter jalapeno pizza. That is my favorite.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever had peanut butter on a pizza. Okay. Best movie of all time.
The Princess Bride.
Oh, good. Good one. Sorry. say something in another language.
Adios.
Number of cups of coffee you drink on an average day?
4.
Sounds about like me. Favorite sport to play or watch?
Anything with my kids in it.
Oh, good answer. place you most want to travel to?
Peru.
And then favorite place you have visited or vacationed?
Well, this is a bias since we just got back, but we went to Yellowstone this summer, and that was just, it blew me away.
It's beautiful.
The park there. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you could have dinner with anyone, past or present, who would it be?
Probably my grandmother that passed away.
Oh, okay. Good answer. If you had to describe your day-to-day job responsibilities in one word, what would it be?
People.
Good answer as well. And that's all of them. So that wasn't too bad. Okay. So Jessica, as we know, we have just begun our collaboration and I'm excited about all the things. I'm excited about Ag Country collaboration, everything related. And I'm interested in hearing your take on just a few things in that department. So maybe what is the quirkiest tradition or celebration that Ag Country has?
You know, I don't know that if this is quirky or not, but I enjoy kind of some of the fun events that we do that kind of allow you to see a little bit more of a playful side of our teammates. And so we have typically had ugly sweater contests before the holidays or Halloween costume contests. And I enjoy those opportunities again when we get to see kind of a little bit more of a lighter side of our teammates, as well as I am always so impressed by the creativity of some people out there. It just blows me away.
That's great. That's great. We get pretty creative too. So I love hearing that. So what are you most looking forward to with the collaboration?
I think it is really, you know, the boards came together and they kind of saw this vision around what we can be together and how we can create more value for our customers. And I think we all recognize that it's not an overnight process, and bringing together organizations and teams, you know, it takes time and it's hard work, but I'm excited for us to kind of get past that and really kind of be able to look back upon the success that we have and really be able to see kind of, you know, this was the vision and this vision came to life, and see what, you know, what are we able to provide to our customers and to our teammates, and then getting to say, you know what, I was a part of that. I got to help with that success. And I just think that's an awesome feeling to be able to say that.
Yep. That's great. What's the most interesting or unexpected thing that you've learned about farming while with Ag Country?
This is a hard question for me because I actually grew up on a farm. So I grew up on a farm in rural North Dakota, and my dad and my brother are still farmers. So farming's kind of in my blood. That was part of what drew me to Farm Credit anyways, is because I had this passion for agriculture and passion for rural America. But I do think one of the things, and this is maybe not learning about farming, but it's just kind of agriculture in general and being a part of Farm Credit, is just amazing to see kind of the many ways that a passion for agriculture can take a person's career. And so you could have a passion and you could be a farmer, you can be a financial officer, you can just, you know, work for a company that really has a mission to serve agriculture. And there's so many different things that you can do with that passion that I don't know that when I was young, I really realized that.
Yep, 100% agree with that. Definitely. And so this last one is kind of a collaboration question and kind of just picking your brain a little bit. What does a day in the life of Jessica look like for you? Anything that you can share that you're currently working on at all?
Sure. Well, I would say, I mean, I think I feel as if my days are full. I talked about I've got three kids. And so kind of first starts off making sure that they're up and ready and getting them off to whether that's school or wherever they're going. During the day, certainly a fair amount of Zoom meetings, team meetings, connecting with our teammates, connecting with our leaders kind of across the association. Right now, there's a lot of collaboration work just as we're looking at how do we bring our people programs together? How do we think about bringing together our leaders and our teams and, you know, all of those programs that kind of relate to our people. So certainly a lot of conversations and a lot of discussions just centered around our teammates, I would say. And so I think that's kind of, I feel as if lately I've been on a lot of a few in the loop videos and other communications, just kind of trying to talk about where we're at on bringing those things together. And that's really been a big focus.
Yep,
and then once I'm done with work, when I go home, it's generally I put on my taxi cab hat and take the kids to whatever practice or games or other social activities that they have on their calendars.
Yep, that sounds about right. Well, Jessica, thank you for sharing today. It's been a pleasure having you on the Bridge podcast. And to our listeners, I hope that you found value and insight in today's episode. For any questions, comments, or feedback, or ideas for future podcasts, please email $roots. Do not forget to engage with us on Yammer with our podcast ponder question for today's episode for a chance to win some Roots swag. So stay tuned for next month's episode with Beacon. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.